With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began. It is my faith in us, my faith in us together as a nation, that we share common pain and common problems that can only be solved with a common purpose and a sense of common cause.
I'm highly motivated. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Monday. Do you have to see that to really get the vibe he was going for?
Why are they making videos about their campaign being done? I don't get it.
The news here is that Cory Booker's campaign for president is complete. It is done. And the New Jersey senator, who's going to have his hands full later this week after Nancy Pelosi officially does the ins and the outs of making sure those impeachment articles move from the House of Representatives over to the Senate, he'll be serving as a jury of sorts once that happens. According to Fox News, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker on Monday suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination after struggling since the start to break into the top tier and failing to make the cut for the upcoming debate. Booker said, "It's with a full heart that I share this news. I've made the decision to suspend my campaign for president." I'm not surprised. I don't dislike Cory Booker. He's a terrifying proposition for president of the United States. I think he's a very good politician, and he's the type of person who will have, if he doesn't want to be a lifer, I mean, maybe he could run again in another 50 years and when he's Bernie Sanders' age and have a shot at it. So there is a presidential debate taking place tomorrow, hosted by CNN in Iowa at Drake University, where one of my dear, dear friends used to attend. She graduated from pharmacy school there. And who's going to be on that stage, Ryan?
So we've got the ones that you're for sure knew were going to be there. Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. The two that are sort of the outliers that will be on the stage, Amy Klobuchar and Tom Steyer.
All right.
Tom Steyer just qualified last Friday.
I am going to watch this debate, but I can't imagine what they're going to talk about. The Iranian protests, this is another thing that is of great interest to me. The people in Iran right now are up in arms because they're mad at their own government. So let me get this straight. The president of the United States, who happens to be Donald Trump, everybody, the president of the United States takes out the second highest guy, terrorist or whatever, in Iran, Soleimani. He does it without any American bloodshed. He gets his target without any other civilian bloodshed. And Iran's retaliation is to strike with warning some locations where Americans are stationed. The Americans get out of there. Nobody is harmed. Nobody is killed. Oh, wait, except for their own plane that they shot out of the air, killing 176 people. And then they lied about it for 3 full days. The people in Iran are not having it. They're pretty upset about it. And they're speaking it out on the streets. That's a kind of a dangerous thing to do that in Iran compared to the United States. It is not the same kind of proposition.
Well, you know, this is not a new trend. This started probably very aggressively with Truman in the Korean War, LBJ in the Vietnam War. President Obama did hundreds and hundreds of targeted killings without asking for permission. So I think presidents of both parties have been trying to usurp the authority. But our founding fathers wanted it to remain in Congress. They wanted to make it difficult to go to war. But that's why I'm willing to stand up, not because I distrust President Trump. I actually think he has shown remarkable restraint.
Rand Paul there, who, you know, he just loves going to war. Rand Paul's favorite thing. Rand Paul doesn't want an American to, like, travel outside of the country, it seems like. Mr. Isolationist, who is talking about the so you have Senator Paul saying that the president of the United States has had remarkable restraint, and Chuck Schumer's like, we don't want him to bumble his way into a war. Give me some evidence to suggest that the president of the United States is going to bumble his way into a war. It doesn't appear to me that the decisions he's making have anything to do with going to war. In addition to that, even the circumstances where you could it could break one way or the other, he's catching all the breaks right now. It is pretty magnificent to see, I think.
Yeah, it's clear. It's clear that you were ready to criticize the president for going to war. That's their talking point now is, well, we're afraid that he's going to take us into war because he's so stupid. Because we had all these talking points ready and now we don't get to use them.
And then what do they do with themselves? Randy Quaid.
To the leaders
still there.
Of Iran. Do not kill your protesters.
It's a fair point.
Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching. Turn your internet back on and let reporters roam free. Stop the killing of your great Iranian people.
It's good stuff.
That's a Trump tweet. Randy Quaid reads Trump's Trump's tweets. And then I saw somebody was saying that Randy Quaid needs to absolutely be in Congress.
I saw that too.
The same thing. I'm like, it's a weird world.
Maybe not.
I'd vote for him.
Would you?
Would you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, who's in his? Who's his representative?
Who's his?
That's just like Dr. Drew last week saying, yeah. I didn't even know. He's like, I'm ashamed to find out. Adam Schiff is my representative. I kind of think I got to do something about this. Good for him for even having the thought.
Isn't it amazing to think that both of the guys on Loveline might be conservative or at least not
Who's
super
the other guy
liberal?
On Loveline?
Adam Carolla.
Was on Loveline?
Yeah.
He was on The Man Show. Isn't that
yes.
different?
No, he was on both of those shows.
Oh, well, I didn't watch Loveline as much as you did.
Well, I remember thinking, I can't watch this show. This show is naughty.
Came on at like 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah,
and
you
I
know.
Was like,
on MTV.
These are saying things I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Click.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me because common sense, we talked about this last week, common sense is now a conservative virtue. Ricky Gervais, I see article after article after article of people talking about how like conservatives overwhelmingly embrace Ricky Gervais. And I'm like, why? Because he said some things that seemed to be basic common sense. They're not even political points. They're just basic common sense. And he's saying, so I'm criticizing corporations. I'm criticizing elitist people for thinking that they know better than everybody else. And all of a sudden, that's a conservative talking point. This is strange. And he put a tweet out yesterday that said something to the extent of knowing what it was like to once live paycheck to paycheck or to be poor or to be certainly not wealthy. He goes, I'm blessed and privileged in the life that I live now, but I'm not so far away from the time where I can understand the way the vast majority of people live and try to make ends meet. And so who in the world would I be to go and try to tell all of these individuals how to think or how to vote or what to believe? Thank
Sounds
you.
That's right, yep.
And I see no, like, MAGA fist pumps in any of that.
I don't think he has ever said, I love Donald Trump, I voted for Donald Trump, or that he is part of, like, he's a conservative, he's part of the GOP. He has never said any of those things.
No. It's totally bizarre. And it's, I fear what is going to happen throughout the course of 2020. We're going to see people start to, like, invert themselves in order to try to still stand behind their Trump hate. Cardi B, is this part of your story?
This is my story.
This is
today.
Your story. Yep. I knew that when I saw this, I'm like, Katie's going to be all over this. And honestly, the only thing about Cardi B that I really understood was her blue hair. I like her blue hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She rocks it.
I think it looks good. Let's get to the highlights.
Thousands of demonstrators in cities across Iran faced tear gas and accused security forces of firing live ammunition as police aggressively countered intensifying protests prompted by the shootdown of a Ukrainian commercial jet. New York-based Center for Human Rights in Iran posted videos of crowds fleeing tear gas clouds in Tehran's Freedom Square on Sunday night. Demonstrators, according to USA Today, shouted anti-government slogans, including, quote, "They are lying that our enemy is America. Our enemy is right here," end quote.
Boy. Frank!
Recreational sales of marijuana are halted in Collinsville, Illinois today due to high demand for the product.
Got to interject a story here. We went to Walmart last night at about 9 o'clock.
Were you high?
Almost. From a contact high. It smelled so bad. So bad in Walmart. If this becomes an offense to me So bad. If it smells so bad to just go into Walmart because we had to pick up gummies. Vitamins. Not gummies.
Not weed gummies.
And hair conditioner,
infused
and
gummies.
We were offended by the putrid smell of all of the college students who came back.
Thank you. That's my story about Dollar Tree. Same thing.
Here's a question. Is it worse than the secondhand cigarette smoke we used to smell?
Yes.
Yes.
Worse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the cigarette smell reminds me of when I was a kid and would go to bars.
Oh. So that was better.
And by
this
kid,
is just
I mean.
Stinky.
So the
like
Illinois Supply and Provisions HCI Alternative Store says it needs time to restock its shelves and give its employees a break. Medicinal marijuana will still be available today, while recreational users will have to wait until tomorrow. The store says it saw, quote, unprecedented demand throughout the state after marijuana
Illinoisans.
Use was legalized.
How much pot do you have to sell that your employees need a break?
About that much. Well, it depends.
We are truly living in the upside down, guys, because as Annie mentioned, rapper Cardi B said on Twitter that
she is
considering...
This is why you're here, folks. Noon to three for this kind of information.
Entering the political arena. Now, this is her quote, so just bear with me. I think I want to be
you're not
a politician.
Say it straight, are you?
I'm going to edit some things. I really love government, even though I don't agree with the government. Like I was watching war documentaries, no matter how many weapons a country have, you need people.
Have?
How are you trying to go against a country and possibly start a war when this country lacks patriotism? I barely see people claiming they love being American. That is all a quote
from
Cardi
B. I love that she wants to be a politician. Not a representative or a senator or any sort of specific office.
She wants to be in Congress.
She
yes.
just wants
she says
to
she
be.
She wants to be in Congress.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And that story made me stupider than the pot story from Illinois.
Well, the Blues are coming off a 5-2 win over the Rangers on Saturday. They host the Anaheim Ducks tonight at Enterprise Center. They're in first place in the Western Conference, 9 points ahead of the second place Stars. They've won three straight. 7 o'clock tonight is your face-off. The mandatory football scores. The Kansas City Chiefs came back from a 24-point deficit with 3 touchdowns in just over 3 minutes to beat the Texans 51-31. They'll face the Titans next week for the AFC Championship at Arrowhead. Tennessee knocked off Baltimore 28-12. In the NFC, the 49ers beat the Vikings 27-10 on Saturday, and Green Bay beat Seattle yesterday 28-23, setting up a San Francisco versus the Packers matchup out west on Sunday. Sad news for North County golfers. Normandy Golf Club is closing their doors indefinitely today. Ooh. The course is known as the oldest public course west of the Mississippi.
Arenado going to happen?
They're talking. Preliminary trade negotiations, reports John Morosi of MLB.com. Morosi characterized the Redbirds as, quote, a viable suitor
yes.
for the 5-time All-Star. He reports that Dakota Hudson could be the central figure in the Arenado talks.
And the new guy that they got from Tampa and
Libertor,
Carlos Martinez
C-Mart.
And somebody else who escapes me. Maybe it was another prospect. I don't know. I'm for it. Get him there. Goldschmidt and Arenado in the corners. It would make me so happy. Exactly. Where does that put the Cardinals if we get Arenado in that capacity? Where does that put the Cardinals in the Central Division in 2020?
Higher than third, like I had predicted last week.
Second.
Certainly.
What do we need? Jesus pitching?
Certainly.
What do you need to get, Frank?
He said certainly.
All geared up.
Arenado is due $234 million.
I don't care. I don't care.
And he
it's
has an
fake
opt out
money.
In 2 years.
I just have feelings and emotions.
Money.
Yes.
Monopoly money.
I have feelings and emotions that would be satisfied if the Cardinals are bossy in the playoffs.
The Cardinals are intent on adding an impact position player this offseason. Morosi notes that re-signing Marcell Ozuna could fill that void.
Well, let's take a break.
Thank you.
Need a minute.
it'd be exciting.
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
You
want to
see it?
Baseball.
I want you to get passionate and excited, and then if it doesn't happen, I want you to weep.
He's young.
I want you to weep.
We want to see you cry.
I don't weep.
We want to see you cry.
I cry like a man. Men don't weep, they cry.
It's a very sexist thing to say. Ryan weeps all the time.
Cry. I read it and I weep.
Cry. I cried when the Billikens won the A-10 championship this spring.
You didn't weep?
Katie turned to me
and said, "What kind of fan are you?
You'd better cry this much when our son is born."
And you didn't.
I did not.
Frank's wife's name is Katie. Ryan's wife's name is Katie. My sister's name is Katie and Katie Fitzpatrick, everybody. It gets real confusing on your end, but it also makes it more fun to me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Happy Monday to you. It is cold outside. Did you enjoy the snow this weekend?
I loved it.
Did you do anything fun in the snow?
No, but it was the perfect snow because
Why is the microphone so hard?
I don't know. Nobody would even notice if you hadn't said anything.
I noticed.
Yeah, you noticed.
It's distracting.
Sorry.
I just wondered, you have one job to push the button that says on.
Yeah, I forget that one job sometimes. I just start talking. I'm just so excited.
But then people do think that there's someone in the back of the room just like yakking away.
That does happen.
How was the snow?
Loved it.
Loved it?
How about you?
I loved it.
Great.
I took a nap when it was not snowing, and I woke up and it was white. And I didn't know what was going to happen.
Did you go?
It was very much so like it was the Twilight Zone. I didn't believe it. It's weird to like see snow everywhere and be like, this can't be. But it is, clearly.
I like the snow. It was awesome.
My cabinets are being painted right now by the fine folks at CertaPro. They've done everything but put up the cabinet doors, and I'm so excited to go home and see them. They were oak color cabinets, very 2000-esque, late 90s or whatever, and they're going to be white.
Ooh, that's going to be such a difference.
I have the weirdest color countertops in my home. It's kind of a orangish, reddish, burgundy-ish something. I don't know. I never liked them, but they function for countertops, so I was like, why do I need to spend money so that like my eyes cannot be offended while I'm making a sandwich?
That white is going to make your kitchen seem so much bigger.
Yeah. I agree with Katie.
On which part?
What she just said.
Yeah, just in general.
Yep, because I was listening.
Do you think that when Cardi B is talking about running for office, do you think that there is a real impact? Is it all... Because Cardi, if she says she wants to run for Congress, we talk about it. But literally, we're on Facebook Live right now, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. People are like, I still don't know who Cardi B is. And so Cardi B is no more relevant in their world than they ever were before.
But she has a huge following, and I think people that love Cardi B would love the idea of her running in Congress.
So explain to the people what Cardi B, who she is, what she does, and why people like her.
She is a rapper. She is from New York. Her biggest hit is Bodak Yellow. And that came out
never even heard
about 4 years ago. And she's collaborated with Bruno Mars and... She's won
Is
many
she
Grammys. She's okay. You know, I mean, I like her. She also has a very promiscuous background, which got her in a lot of trouble because she's done some bad things.
And been very open about it.
Yeah, she's done
talked
some bad
about
things.
Drugging people and men. In a promiscuous situation and then taking their money.
Correct.
Like, bragged about it.
Yeah. No, she was like, they deserved it. They were coming to strip
the
clubs.
Only difference between her and other politicians is that she's bragging about it.
Yeah,
in some
she's
cases.
Very open about it. But I think she's okay. She just has a huge following with people that are 22 and under. They absolutely love her. And
they have to be 18 and over to matter.
And, you know, I think, like, there's a large group of people that would look at Cardi B and say, well, if Donald Trump is the president, then she surely could be in Congress.
No.
And that's not how that works. That's not how any of this
that's
works.
That's exactly right. And I would add that Donald Trump may have a very bombastic celebrity lifestyle that he led, but he was also running a really big business. In some capacity, the United States of America is a really big business.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than being a rapper from New York who has thoughts and opinions.
And she barely can get a sentence correct. She has some trouble with grammar.
I have the sound here. Can I play it?
Yes, you can.
Did you edit it?
Yes, I did.
So you know the government is taking 40% of my taxes. And Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my tax money. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, when you donate to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates of what they doing with your donation. I want to know what you're doing with my tax money because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America.
She's a Republican.
Yeah, is she a conservative?
She didn't know it.
Wait
yet.
A minute. My government, they're using my tax money funny.
What's going on?
Like, what a wake-up call. Put this woman on a reality show. Tell her all the words she's not allowed to say. And then just let her go learn these things.
See what happens. I mean, Kim Kardashian is studying to be a lawyer right mm-hmm. now. That is where we're at. That is where we are.
Let's ask a real question, though. Kim Kardashian is famous because she had a sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
That is why the world knows her in the capacity with which they know her.
That's why I'm famous.
Oh, God. So if Kim Kardashian became famous for that and decided to do something productive with her life, isn't that a good thing? I mean, I know I understand the Kim Kardashian jokes. I understand the reason we always look at Kim Kardashian and we kind of roll our eyes because she is, at least from where I live my life, she's a reality TV star and that's the extent of it. I don't know anything other than the caricature of her that is accessible to me, but I have zero interest in it. But if she's using this fame to affect some actual change, That's kind of what you would want. Like, the criticism of someone like Kim Kardashian would be like, why don't you do something productive with your life?
I know I just said, like, you know, making fun of her that she's trying to study to be a lawyer. But I will say, she is a crazy big family woman. Like, she loves her family. She's a great mom. She's a businesswoman. There's a lot of things that Kim Kardashian has done because of her success and fame. So I give her that.
Yeah. I just think when you criticize people... let me rephrase. When I criticize people, even if I don't say it out loud and I just, you know, roll my eyes because I hear Kim Kardashian in my mm-hmm. head, I don't know, like, once you become famous for a sex tape, are you just a waste for the rest of your life? If you start to put something into your life to try to make a better go at it, then... it's okay to commend that. And I think that we're all too complicated to say that everything is good or everything is bad.
Mm-hmm. And she met with President Trump. That's right there. You're putting your career on the line. There's a lot of people that probably follow her that are big liberals that don't like President Trump. And she's like, I don't care. I'm meeting with him because I want to try to do something.
I'll also say when we hear like highly progressive liberal celebrities speak out and they're highly progressive and liberal, we all roll our eyes. If Kim Kardashian says something that seems sensible, we're like, listen to Kim Kardashian's common sense. You can't just be cool with it. It's more surprising and shocking when you hear somebody who has a level of celebrity come out and be a little more commonsensical about their politics. And it's kind of brave from what I gather. It doesn't make it any more or less valuable than any other politician or any other celebrity that comes out with some political beliefs that don't align with yours.
No, it's just it's not toeing the line.
As I see Tom Selleck on selling insurance or something.
And he's one that did buck the trend. Came out as rather conservative.
He is still very attractive.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That mustache is everything.
What is up with that?
Mustache is everything.
Man, He runs the city of New York like a boss. He's a commissioner, police commissioner.
Still.
On Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the way we process our celebrity politics, it can't just be like, it's not okay if it agrees with you and wrong if it doesn't agree with you. You just have to ask yourself, what value does any of it supply the average American voter or moviegoer or TV watcher or streamer on Netflix? What value does it give us?
It's just interesting in the public square. I mean, if Kanye West came out last year and was like, man, you know what? I really miss Obama. Nobody would have thought anything of it. But the fact that he did what he did, it's a big deal because it's weird.
Yeah. And a bit unpredictable, I would say.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, get your phone calls, 314-241-9797. Give us a phone call and tell us what you think about the celebrities that are weighing in from time to time. I saw there was an article written that suggested that Mike Rowe should run for governor.
I saw that too.
And he's not saying I will never, ever, ever run for governor, at least not that I've seen, but he is saying I'm invested in doing these TV shows that I'm doing. He's got something that's out on Facebook.
What state?
Returning the favor. California.
Okay.
He could win in California.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? Do entertainers, celebrities, athletes have something to offer this discussion, or do you just prefer that they keep their mouth shut and entertain you? 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What about working with the White House on initiatives involving the economy?
Never happened. Not in a million years.
No,
and it's not because I disagree. It's because half the country can't hear him. I'm talking to a bigger audience, if I can.
Was that Hillary Clinton's vehicle?
Move it!
Out of the road, Mike Rowe!
Isn't that a really interesting point that he makes, though? Like, the point, like, stop saying like, Annie. When you listen to Mike Rowe say he wouldn't work with the White House because half the country can't hear him, it's not that they won't hear him, they can't hear him. The majority of our media won't even cover him with any sort of fairness. Or you're not supposed to root for the president to win. You're not supposed to root for the president's success. But I do recall one Rush Limbaugh saying during Obama's years that he was hoping that he would fail. And he was highly, highly, highly criticized for suggesting that hoping that Obama failed was the most unpatriotic thing that Rush could have said at the time. Well, I might note that what he meant by that was that he wanted his policies to fail, of which I did as well. And I can understand if you're a progressive liberal and you wanted Hillary to win, or you thought Hillary was not nearly socialist enough and you can't wait for Bernie Sanders. What is his slogan? Does he have a slogan?
I have no idea.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn. Is that
it? I don't know if that's the official.
Like, actually, I don't know. But if you're looking forward to something like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren to get in there, I can understand why you would absolutely want the president's policies to fail. That makes sense to me. Because the president's policies would go against your perspective, your position, your thoughts and opinions on American policy. So wanting policies to fail and wanting a person to fail are different things, right? Mm-hmm. So when you look at the way the majority of media sources, the quantity, not quality, that's for sure, of media sources report on this president, isn't it pretty clear that they're not only advocating for him to fail, but almost contributing, attempting to contribute to his failure? And if it was unpatriotic for somebody like Rush Limbaugh to suggest that he wanted Rush or Obama to fail, why isn't it the same for these people advocating for Trump's failure right now? They are way more interested in destroying the human being that is Donald Trump than they are his presidency. When in fact, I do believe that the thing that they hate the most is the fact that Donald Trump espouses conservative ideology. He is advocating for conservative policy, and he's doing it with the caricature of the anti-Republican. Republicans are supposed to look like Mike Pence. They're supposed to be above reproach. They're supposed to appear to think that they're better than you because they're so good. That's the narrative that the Democrats have painted for Republicans for my whole lifetime. That there's some sort of essence that Republicans have about themselves that's just better than the Democrats. And that the Democrats have won campaign after campaign after campaign after trying to point out the hypocrisy that exists anytime a Republican shows that they are human, that they're not perfect. Democrats pump up Republicans to be the party of religion and Christianity and the do-gooders and the moral standard that the Republicans set for themselves and therefore everyone else is so incredibly high that when, of course, no human being could meet the standard that the Democrats say that the Republicans believe that everybody should be at, then the Republicans inherently look like hypocrites every single time. Donald Trump never once pretended to be what he isn't. And what he is a bit unsavory. It's certainly unsavory if you're a Republican who is the way that Democrats have branded Republicans for so long, which is nose in the air, goody two shoes, better than everybody else, Mitt Romney. Don't you think it's kind of interesting that there are people who have built their platforms up to be this ideal, not politician, not ideal Republican, this ideal human being, and they do it on the platform of politics? Their ascension into whatever level they get, if it's a governor, if it's a senator, if it's a representative, if it's a mayor, it doesn't matter. But if they do it on the back of somehow showing how much better than they are at other people, if you can tell that about them, that's gross. Of course it's gross. That's why it's a great strategy for the Democrats to have done it for so long. Unfortunately, what those Democrats don't understand, that if you really are a Christian, the first thing you got to admit is that you're not good enough and that you're a failure and you're a sinner. That's what Christianity is. That's why you'd need a savior. At least that's what my Christianity tells me. So when you point at Donald Trump and say, Annie, you're a Christian, how can you support this man? I'm like, why? Because he's a sinner? Yeah, that'd be me too. He needs the same Jesus I do. I don't understand. I don't understand how there can be so much advocacy for the failure of Donald Trump and actually kind of a complicit behavior in trying to make sure and ensure that the president does fail when even the remote suggestion from the most right-wing talker in the entire country, Rush Limbaugh, was like, oh, I hope Obama fails. They're like, oh, my gosh. Outrage. It's pretty ridiculous. It's also a super relatable thing for you and me going about our normal life, raising kids, trying to make ends meet. And you look at the way the politicians set this up, you don't pay a whole lot of attention. And when it gets easily painted that the Republicans are the snobby ones, we can all remember high school, right? The ones that are just better than everybody else. That's what Democrats make Republicans out to be. Mm-hmm. You don't cheer for them. You don't want them to win. Even you don't even take the time if you're not like super invested, Cardi B, in politics, you don't even take the time to find out what the policies are, because when you do start talking about policy, you sound like...
So you know the government is taking 40% of my taxes, and Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my tax money, because you know what I'm saying? Like, when you donate to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates of what they doing with your donation. I want to know what you're doing with my tax money, because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America.
She says she's from New York and she's talking about her dirty cities. Let's consider some other Democratic strongholds and compare notes.
Did she just say that private charities are doing things better than the government? How can that be?
I think that was implied.
She actually hit a lot of good points in there.
She did. That was the short version. If you, by chance, find that version on your own, be careful of the language that's involved in it. Mm-hmm. It's very inappropriate. Yes. It goes on. Lots of words that I don't want my children hearing. How do you get through to somebody like her, though? Like, what? I mean, how do you... Because there's so much that she brings with her that is just part of the... aura of being some sort of Hollywood celebrity or a rapper, or you know, she checks off all the boxes of the caricature of what you're supposed to be. Kanye does too. Mm-hmm. Which is why, as you pointed out, it's a really big story when he decides I'm gonna rap about Jesus now, and you need to, you know, we need to focus on dressing our daughter more modestly, and Kim, you need to cover up a little bit more. Like, all of these things, you might as well have heard the old white guy in the middle of the country who's trying to leave a nice conservative Christian lifestyle, but Kanye's saying it, but that's because he sees value in it. Maybe that conservative old white guy in the middle of the country sees value in it as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not about color. Maybe it's not about lot in life. Maybe it's because there's something valuable there to invest in. But how do you get somebody like Cardi B to say, I want you to listen to this? I'm going to play something for you. It's you. It's what you just said. And I want to just give you my perspective on that. Who tells her that?
I think she just has to become educated, just like the rest of us. I mean, I know growing up, I heard a lot about being a conservative, and that shaped who I was, but I really became a conservative once I started learning about things on my own. And if she's saying that she wants to study and become a congresswoman, there is going to be a rude awakening about the thing she's actually going to have to be educated about.
What do you mean by get through to Cardi B or somebody like Cardi B?
Well, just it sounds that, like her initial she's... thoughts are pretty reasonable, but they're going to get clouded in, you know, is she going to, I do believe that being conservative right now is the new counterculture. Mm-hmm. I do believe that it is cool and rogue to like Trump. I said this when the first time that Kanye West did something remotely MAGA-esque, I think it was maybe Tony, I guess Tony would have still been on the show, but I remember we were discussing it and I said, imagine the Kanye sitting there and going, what is the most radical, ridiculous thing that I could do right now? And I couldn't come up with anything crazier than Kanye West coming out and saying, Donald Trump is the man. I couldn't think of anything nuttier. It's so bold to say openly that you like Donald Trump right now. And Kanye West, a master of ego and attention over the course of his very successful career, knows how to massage and manipulate media coverage. What's the craziest thing I could just do or say? One tweet, and he puts something out there, and it becomes a story on every blog and on every news. And once all the people start blogging about it, then the news industry start putting it in their entertainment updates. And if it has to do with news and politics, then, you know, let's not pretend that cable news isn't an entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere because he wore a MAGA hat. That's how he cuts through. So I'm looking at this going, is he marketing himself? Even if he is marketing himself, he's still making a choice that apparently Donald Trump, supporting Donald Trump is not one step too far for him. But he has backed it up with actual, you know, cohesive thoughts of his own. Then Candace Owens tweets out that she is says, I don't even remember what she said, but he said, I like the way she thinks. And all that Kanye West was doing about Candace Owens was suggesting that Candace Owens thinks for herself. He didn't even say, Candace Owens is my favorite black Republican. That's not what he said. He just said, I like that she thinks for herself. And now there's a movement called Blexit. Mm-hmm. I saw, I think I sent this to you last week, but it was a Jewish leader who was talking about all of the different things that this president has done for Jewish Americans. And they've got a movement called Jexodus. And it's a real thing. And it's kind of an interesting play on things if you know anything about Exodus. And then you have the Walk Away movement. We've talked with Brandon Strock on the show multiple times. And he's leading this kind of LGBTQ or anybody else who wants to be involved in this Walk Away movement where the Democratic Party just had us. It was default that this demographic, this demographic, this demographic, this demographic. We're all Democrats. We just come that way. Until we decide to think about it for ourselves. And then it's not like you're walking towards anything specifically, but you are leaving that default notion in your life that you are just a product of the Democratic Party. That has got to be a terrifying thing for people who are running the DNC right now.
Mm-hmm. Has a president ever accomplished something like that to where a Republican president, have they ever had parties, organizations come together and say, we're actually leaving the Democratic Party right now?
I would say there's a phrase called Reagan Democrat. And I think there's a lot of people who considered themselves in the 80s who saw the prosperity that Ronald Reagan put forward. I mean, like a Kennedy Democrat is a little bit different than, I don't even know what a Democrat is today. Like what?
I don't know that Democrats know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were just ask two Democrats what makes them a Democrat, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call, 314-241-9797 if you're a Democrat and you want to explain to me what it means to you. And certainly, I would call myself a Republican, but for a long time, specifically probably between about 2008 and 2010, when John McCain lost the election to Barack Obama, you had Barack Obama who came in with these big ideas. It was almost more of a like a thought experiment than it was, we're going to do this, 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 and this. He brought a new way of thinking to the Oval Office. And John McCain was about as hardcore, establishment Republican as you can get. And was till the day he died, and he was very proud of that. He had no qualms about the way he was viewed in Washington, D.C. You have Republicans who watched the failure of the 2008 election and asked themselves, what in the world do we stand for? And that's where the Tea Party came. Taxed enough already. The Tea Party in and of itself was supposed to be about taxes. It maybe got into some more social issues as well. And I think that different people view that in a different way. But in 2008 to 2010, American Republicans had to work very hard to figure out who they were and what party they wanted to belong to. And I think that Donald Trump is the absolute sequential product of something that started in 2008. And look at how strong the Republican Party is right now. So a warning, if that's not too strong of a word, for Republicans who are looking at the Democrats right now and seeing them flail. They'll get their act together. They will come together on some sort of cohesive understanding of who they are, and they'll be stronger for it down the road. What is the are Republicans going to get complacent under Donald Trump? If he wins four more years, Obama won four more years. It was very likely. I remember being kind of surprised that Obama won re-election.
Mm-hmm.
He got less votes the second time than he did the first time. Mitt Romney had him big time in that first debate. So who knows what's going to happen? But you can't let your guard down, and you have to keep explaining to people why you feel the way you feel. Make sure that people understand what a Republican is based on each individual person, because it can mean different things to different people. Stephen Moore is going to join us when we come back. We also have Chris Steierwall at 210 and Illinois State Representative Blaine Wilhauer. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.